KFIZ News Time is coming up on 9:40 as Final Act Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios. On a Monday, it's April 5th of 2021, first Monday of the month. We welcome you into the program as our number two rolls on here this morning. And let's welcome in our good friend Kathy Lumens from the Final Act Senior Center to update us on April happenings at the Senior Center here this morning. Kathy, happy Monday. How are you?
Happy Monday to you, Spencer. I'm doing well. How about you?
We are doing very well after a nice weekend. We were just talking off the air. It was as normal of an Easter as we've had in a couple years with everything that happened last year with COVID. Pretty much all Easter gatherings were canceled and put aside, but it was good to see at least a smaller contingent of some family over the weekend and enjoy the beautiful weather. I had to do a double take on in my car yesterday. I said, does that really say 76? Is that a glitch? Like, what's going on here?
Oh my gosh, was it really that warm on?
Yeah.
I didn't even check the temps yesterday.
Our official high here in Fond du Lac was 76. I saw a friend who lives down in southwest Wisconsin say it was 80 in Boscobel and Grant County. So we got some warm weather yesterday. I'm certainly not going to be one to complain about that. That's for sure.
We mentioned that it felt so nice to walk out the door and not be hit with that cold. You know, you kind of wait for it, and it actually almost felt humid yesterday.
Yeah, it did. It did. I just wish that for my spring football games, we could get some of this weather on Friday nights.
Not the cold raininess?
The last three games we've done, I've had to be outside to broadcast the game, and was rather cold. I'll just leave it at that. So
yeah,
would prefer, you know, 64 degrees and sunny at 7 o'clock this Friday up in Stevens Point. So see if we can make that happen.
Fingers crossed for you.
Thank you, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you bet.
It's
at least I can do. I don't guarantee anything about the weather, but I'll at least send good thoughts your way.
I'm just the messenger here myself. So you know, I'm up to, you know, it's all up to Mother Nature. So we'll just deal with it as it comes.
Yeah.
What's new? It's April at the Senior Center. What's happening this week?
It's April, and so this is the month where a lot of our programs that were meeting summer and fall last year out in our parks and in our, you know, in some of the shelters are picking up again. So the our line dancing group is starting on Thursday, and so 5:30 for beginning and 6:30 for the regular line dancing. Weather permitting, these all are to make sure that it's not too cold or too rainy or anything like that. But if you're interested in participating in that line dance group, give us a jingle. And then we've got a couple of different Zoom programs going on this week. So it'll be an interesting time as we start to implement a hybrid of online, drive-up, in-person, and, you know, a variety of different programs. So today at 1 o'clock, we are doing what we're calling Zoom Mingle, which is kind of just an opportunity for us to gather on Zoom and mingle with anybody else that wants to call on in. And we'll just talk a little bit about the things that are coming up for the rest of the month so that we can get the information out there. And just a reminder that our newsletter is our main source of communication, and we have them available out in the tote in front of the building on the bench. People can pick them up there. They're available on our website. They're available on Facebook, and you know, so we want to make sure that people have the opportunity to pick those up and see what's going on. So Zoom Mingle today, 1 o'clock, hear about what's going on, sit in Zoom with Sarah and I as we chit-chat. And then our next Zoom program is Wednesday at 1:30, and we're doing this in partnership with our Aging and Disability Resource Center, or ADRC as the acronym is. And this is part of Healthcare Decisions Day, which is coming up next week. We have two presentations this month, and I mentioned that when we talked last week, too. Mm-hmm. And so this one on Wednesday is the Healthcare Power of Attorney. And then coming up later in the month on the 22nd, we're doing the Financial Power of Attorney. And again, I'd encourage you to get informed if you don't have these documents in place to make sure that your wishes are known and respected and followed if something happens where you can't make your own decisions. And so join us at 1:30 on Zoom for that one. And if you have not used Zoom, give us a call. If you have access to the Internet, we can help you figure out how to navigate Zoom, and we'll work one-on-one with you. We'll do a program ahead of time so that you can just figure out how to sign in. if you do have our newsletter, all the information on our Zoom meetings is on page 6. And it gives our meeting ID and our password for any event that we do on Zoom. And we keep it the same for everything we do so that people don't have to try and look for a different meeting ID every time. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty excited to be able to do that. And then just wanted to talk about next week quickly, because next Monday at 10 o'clock, and I wanted to talk about it this week so people have time to plan, if you are interested in joining with our wood carvers, they are going to start meeting next Monday at 10 o'clock at the Denevue shelter.
Okay.
So if you're interested in wood carving, you're welcome to join the group. If you want more information, give us a call, and we can connect you to the group. Our number, 322-3630. And again, this is one of our groups that's going to start meeting out in the shelters, weather permitting, and people are so excited to begin to, you know, start some of these programs and see people. And you know, I heard from several people this morning already about how awesome it was at Easter to get together and gather. And So we're slowly dipping our toe in, and I just want to just share with people that we are planning a slow open for indoor programming. It will be coming up, you know, as we keep moving forward. The numbers are going in the right direction, but that we will be doing it very methodically and very slowly, and our priority will be on keeping our people and ourselves safe. And so I'm just hopeful that people understand that it won't look like it did here for quite some time, but we are going to be doing things in a manner as safely as possible for everyone involved, because we just want to make sure that we're keeping our people safe.
Yep, and that's, you know, probably what it was going to be like regardless of what happened in our world, but that after the year we've had, I think that's definitely some good news, and I think folks will understand that you can't just open the doors right away and have it all be back to normal, although you'd love to. It's just not how it's going to work, right?
That's just it. You know, we would love to, but we still are kind of, you know, you just don't know what the numbers are going to do. And then they talk about the variants, and we still need to be so cautious. And I understand that people have completely different viewpoints about this, you know, and it doesn't matter what side you're on or what you believe. For me personally, I just think here we're going to be respectful of all opinions, but take the path that make sure that people are the safest.
Right.
And so, you know, I just hope people can respect that and know that we really are looking out for everybody's best interest, and we're excited to get things going back here again, and we'll do it along with our guidance from, you know, the CDC especially, and then, you know, state, county, city officials, and trying to work within all those parameters to do the most we can with the resources we have. And we're just excited to be able to start doing even these outdoor things. It's just going to be awesome. You're interested, the other group I wanted to quick mention, if you play an instrument and you're interested in getting back involved with a band, our Scamp Band is starting next week, Wednesday the 14th at 9:30, and they practice at Buttermilk Park. And so dust out that instrument. You don't have to be a professional, you just have to love music and enjoy playing, and they would be happy to have you come join them. And they, again, they were one of our groups that practiced last summer and fall, and usually people would come and listen just for the heck of it, you know, and so we're happy to have them coming back too, and they will start next week, Wednesday.
The warm weather has us all feeling optimistic, right?
It sure does. How can you not, right?
That's it. It's great to have the warm temperatures, even with a little rain. We're all hoping for, you know, some continued good weather over the months to come. It's still early April, but, you know, those April showers bring those Mayflowers, and I think we're all...
You know what Mayflowers bring, right?
What's that?
Pilgrims. Sorry. But <Ba-dum-bum>.
Oh, man. Kathy Lumens on with the comedy tour. Thanks, Kathy. Have a great day.
You too, Spencer. Take care.
Kathy Lubitz for the Final Act Senior Center here. Oh, let's get the rim shot. There we go. All right, there we go. Double rim shot for Kathy. Appreciate that here this morning. Appreciate her updates. Back with us to kick off the new month, and we'll chat with her again next week, Monday, around 9:35 here on KFIZ. We're coming up on 9:50.